going to be reading for you Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 28. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, 26, let me make sure. Yes, 26. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? This is the word of the Lord. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, you know this broken man. I can do nothing, say anything, or go anywhere without you. I'm grateful that you love me more than I love myself. And I pray, O God, that your word would continue to sink deep into our hearts this morning as we hear what you have to say to our spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake I ask this. And God's people said, amen. What does being a disciple involve? There is a great deal of debate concerning what a disciple should be or should not be. Does a disciple totally remove him or herself from secular society and become a recluse? Does being a disciple mean that we are to stay away from family and friends because we must prepare ourselves for the second coming? Is a disciple a Bible-thumping brute, constantly quoting scripture at awkward times, showing him or herself to be a superior Christian? What does being a disciple involve? That's the theme of our lesson this morning. Is to be called by Jesus is unlike any other call there is. Before I answer the question, what does being a disciple involve? Would you please allow me to share some of the context of the scripture this morning? Jesus and his disciples just arrived to Caesarea Philippi. It's at this moment Jesus decides to test the disciples. It is also the beginning of a bad day for Peter. Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? After different answers from the apostles, Peter finally proclaims that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus gives Peter an attaboy and then begins to tell the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and be crucified, but on the third day rise from the grave. Peter thought he would offer his unsolicited opinion to Jesus' plan and rebuke Jesus from trying to get to the cross, burial, and resurrection that Jesus was planned for. Jesus immediately stares at Peter in the eyes and verbally chastises Peter for being used by Satan in an attempt to deter Jesus from what he was meant to do and to be, the Savior of the world. It's from this scenario that Jesus teaches what is involved in being a disciple. First, being a disciple involves self-denial for the benefit of Jesus Christ. This morning's text bears witness of self-denial. The Bible says, then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. The condition for being a disciple is to deny the leadership or direction of one's own life. Jesus Christ as Lord was facing his own death at the request of his Father, and he gave it up willingly. The condition was to forego his own life. In other words, Jesus denied himself, took up his cross, and followed what God wanted. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a brother I try to walk with every day, wrote the following words. Self-denial means knowing only Christ, no longer knowing oneself. It means no longer seeing oneself, only Him who is going ahead, no longer seeing the way which is too difficult for us. Being a disciple involves self-denial for the benefit of Jesus Christ. Being a disciple also involves living by a conviction. Hear the gospel this morning from our text. For those who want to save their lives will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The conviction that Jesus is in charge of my life and I will let Him lead my life is the conviction that must stand. A Christian is a mind through which Christ thinks, one writer said, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, a hand through which Christ helps. The leadership of Jesus in one's life, one gladly submits to. Being a disciple is being firmly convinced that Jesus is in charge of my life through the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'm bound to do what He says. As hard as that will be sometimes. You know one of my favorite sayings already? Some folk can just get on your nerves. Amen, somebody. But that doesn't mean that God did not call you to love them. The Bible says to even love your very enemies. That's what Jesus wants out of us. Being a disciple involves living by the conviction that wherever Jesus goes, I'm following. Being a disciple involves living from a source of joy. Hear the gospel lesson. For the Son of Man has come with His angels in the glory of His Father, and then He will repay everyone for what He has done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. Our future produces a right now joy. The future return of Jesus Christ with His angels stirs a right now joy in my soul. The return of Jesus Christ, knowing that He's coming again with all the chaos that exists right now, gives me a sense of profound gladness. The right now joy is fearless because Jesus is coming back for us and those of us who are His beloved. Jesus makes it clear we can have a right now joy because of a blessed future. Hear what one part of the Matthew's gospel says in Matthew 24, 30 and 31. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Jesus continues to provide a right now joy because of the future He has given us. Listen to another part of Matthew, Matthew 25 and 31. When the Son of Man comes in the glory and all of His angels with Him, He will sit on the throne of His glory. Being a disciple means living from a source of joy. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ involves not only managing your own life, but being a disciple of Jesus means to submit to the call that He has. It means to submit one's whole entire life to the teaching of Jesus and living by the joy of our future with Him. A disciple of Jesus Christ is not the manager and commander of his or her own life. They give that over to Jesus. A disciple of Jesus Christ submits their entire life to the teachings of Jesus. This is the call of Jesus Christ upon the disciple of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You and we bless You for all that You continue to do for us. We thank You for hearing our prayers in the midnight hour and then understanding who we are as disciples. We thank You, dear God, for how Your grace continues to move over us. And while we don't keep our full end of the covenant, You still keep Yours. But it doesn't mean You don't have some expectations. You want us to give us our entire lives to you. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. And thank you, Lord, for making us your disciples. I want to thank you, oh God, for Mia and Danielle this morning. One, committing themselves to your discipleship, which is Danielle, and Mia being raised in the gospel, caring and knowing you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer, and God's people said, amen.